Demaryius Randle's prognosis here?
Demaryius had surgery, he will be out this week. That's about the extent of the injury report that I'll get into, as well as to release it tomorrow. So he will not be available this week, though.
Mike, how much better, though, do you feel about the young corners and the experience that they've gotten in the last couple of weeks without Demaryius, Quinton, and obviously Sam?
Definitely. I mean, they're getting better. I mean, all the guys that have been given the opportunities, I think just look at the way Gunn, you know, just the way he's played. You know, Goodson coming right back and playing immediately. So it's kind of the way our season's gone so far, and it's important for us to continue to grow and make sure we get these guys ready and put in position to be successful.
What do you think Whitehead could give him?
Good football player. Obviously, he'll start, you know, on special teams. I mean, it's unfortunate for, you know, Chris Banjo and Jared Abadaris. I mean, frankly, it was an availability situation, no different than Joe Callahan. So these medical decisions are, you know, stress the roster, and you have to make tough calls like that. But, you know, Jermaine he's done a lot of good things. He's ready to go.
Mike, how has Allison improved these first 7 weeks on the practice squad? Is he a different receiver than he was when he impressed you guys in the preseason?
Clearly a different receiver today than he was in week one. I think he definitely challenged for a 53 spot. We felt fortunate to have him on our practice squad. So he was definitely, you know, him and Whitehead both were guys that at the 53 that were involved in a lot of conversations. So it's an opportunity that both these guys are ready. They're ready. They're much better, you know, more prepared today than they were coming out of training camp.
Mike, getting back to Goodson for a second, I'm sure the plan wasn't for him coming off of the four-game layoff to be thrown in there right away, but just with him, how tough a situation is that, and how do you feel he's responded?
Well, you know, I look at him as a veteran. So, you know, the most important thing is he took care of business, you know, working out over there at D1 with Almond Green, and came back in good shape. So, and I think we all anticipated, you know, his impact would be made on special teams, but you know, it's all about opportunity. And when opportunity presents itself, you have to take full advantage of it, and he's off to a good start.
What's your early gauge on Atlanta's offense and what they're doing well?
Very productive. You know, you see them more, you know, more 21 personnel, more regular, whatever you call it, whatever floats your boat as far as how you break it down. So a lot of formations, you know, really good with the run and the play action as far as the boots and keeps off. And I think Matt's playing very well. You know, Julio Jones' numbers are outrageous. So, you know, big plays, you know, they're just number one in the league in scoring. So I think it tells you the story.
What makes Julio so tough to defend, Mike?
He has the whole package. He has size, strength, speed. I mean, gets in and out of his breaks. You know, I think anytime you have a chance to, unfortunate opportunity to coach the Pro Bowl because you're obviously there because you don't want, you know, because it didn't work out. But you get to be around great players, and that's something that I know my first year in the league, 1993. I know I've told this story probably 10 times, but Marty Schottenheimer said, "Hey, make sure you pay attention because this is the best of the best." So when you're around those guys at the Pro Bowl, you have really appreciation for, you know, that they're, you know, why they're there. So, and he's definitely a big-time player.
Mike, his numbers would show you that, I mean, teams have tried to do whatever they can to try and take him out, double, whatever, and it just hasn't worked, has it?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, he can beat you deep. He can beat you on the back shoulder throw. He goes up and high points the football. I mean, he can drop his weight. Come, you know, he gets out of his breaks on crossing routes. I mean, he's not only. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the talent, but I mean, he's an accomplished route runner. And I mean, you look at the play he makes right before, you know, to set up the field goal there, just to go up and make, you know, make that catch. And obviously, I think everybody in the stadium was assuming he'd probably get the football there too. So, yeah, he's an excellent player. Had a big day against us a few years ago, right out here in Lambeau. So we're very well aware of what he's capable of.
I know it is what it is, but is there any part of you that ever gets frustrated that, like, say, at cornerback, you've lost Sam, Demaryius is out for a while, that you don't go out, and I know that's the fans talk about all the time, just go get a veteran rather than, you know, go on the practice squad route? Is that...
I mean, that's such a wide-open opinion. I'll go with the first thing you said. It is what it is. I mean, there's a process and it goes on prior to every decision that you make. So it's not just do this or do that. So obviously the practice squad players are people you invest in. I mean, you obviously believe in them. They're part of your program. We believe in how we develop players. I think what's gone on here the last 10 half years, I mean, there's history. So you weigh that versus who's available. I mean, who are you talking about? So, I mean, what has he done? What's his video look like? You know, is he healthy? So, I mean, it's such a wide open opinion. So it's just, I mean, you just got to trust your, you know, trust your people and trust your personnel department. I just talking with Elliot Wolf before I walked in there on a couple young prospects. I mean, that's why everybody has a role. You work through it and you gather the information, you make decisions.